As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Wednesday, July the 27th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, workable solutions for you each and every day, but especially today with our guest Amanda Teagarden from OK Safe. We're going to talk about the National Governors Conference. It's a National Governors Association conference with China in Utah. You're not going to want to miss a moment of today's broadcast, but if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular. It remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access. Or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can pick it, be a part of it. Just simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96. Exeter, Mo, 65647. A big shout-out to Liberty Radio off Owensville, Missouri, reallibertymedia.com, Channel 16, talkstreamlive.com, and everyone else that's broadcasting this broadcast. To your audiences, thank you so very much for doing so. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome this morning. Precious metals volatile, falling durable goods orders and mortgage data. Lots of spikes in the market. We're not going to talk too much about the market today. We have a special guest coming up in the first hour. Again, Amanda Teagarden, OKSafe.com. We're going to talk about the National Governors Association. In the second hour, we'll go back in our study to Henry St. Simon, The Positive Science, Communal Ghosts, and take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Brief moments we have remaining in this segment. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Found gold trading up $3.50 at $1,623.40. Touching all new highs this morning. Silver up 15 cents at $41.06 a troy ounce. Platinum up $9 at $1,811. Palladium up it's just green all across the screen. Up $7 at $840. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,616.10 for a low, $1,627.30 for a high. At $1,623.40, your gold is up $461.80 year to year for a 39.76% return on your investment in Arum, that beautiful, precious, noble metal, the London Gold Fix this morning. They set the price at $1,621. It was driven down, but it bounced right back up again, and so much for that. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, not liking this debt problem, off 92 at 12,501. NASDAQ off 3 at 2840. And the S&P 500 closed down 5 at 1,332 this morning. Crude oil off 98 cents at $98.61 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are at the Cushing Hub in Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index this morning up 26 basis points at 73.75. Our bond market this morning, the U.S. Treasuries, the bonded indebtedness, the yield on the 2-year is at 0.42%, the 10-year at 2.98%, the 30-year at 4.30%. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
How's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the meadows of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, July the 27th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network or OracleBroadcasting.com. And you can jump in and join us in our chat room at BecomeVocalLocal.com. Today, really good news, folks. I've got an excellent guest with us. It's been since July of 2008, so it's been 3 years since we've had the opportunity to speak. Last, I invited Amanda Teagarden to come on after the Freedom 21 National Conference and share with us the information she shared at that conference on working citizen involvement in the legislative process. And as you all know, I'm real big on the idea of precinct-driven political activation. So now we've got something else coming down the pike on us and at us. We've been mentioning this and talking about it. Of course, you've all heard the interviews that I've had with Vicki Davis, our good friend and returning guest, in regards to this national conference. You can find Vicki's work up at channelingreality.com. channelingreality.com, where she'll be able to provide you with lots and lots of details about what's going on with these foreign trade zones. But what a privilege it is to have somebody that actually attended this conference on the ground, basically, if you will, on our side of this discussion, open eyes and open ears. And without further ado, I'm going to say for the longest time, good morning, Amanda. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you, Will. Thank you for having me back again. And it has been a little bit of a long time, a gap in between visits, but I'm really impressed with the work you do. And you mentioned Vicki Davis. I think she's probably one of the state's best kept secrets as far as a researcher. She just does outstanding work.
Well, so do you, and I've just let all the audience know here about your website, the website that you're associated with. It's www.ok-, make sure you get that hyphen in there, ok-safe.com, ok-safe.com, and that's the Oklahoma, what is this, let me just scroll up a little bit, here it is, Oklahomans for Sovereignty and Free Enterprise. It's kind of like that. It has a good ring to it. But, you know, when you went out, you heard about this, and I agree with you. I think that Vicki Davis is, and I'm trying to make sure she's not, but one of the best kept secrets. I'm trying to bring it to the world, you know. She's done a powerful load of research. But this is a I want you to just kind of walk us through, first of all, how Oklahomans for Sovereignty and Free Enterprise are concerned about this, why Vicki Davis is concerned about this conference and the details of this conference, but also why everyone in the United States, in every one of the several states, should be concerned about whether or not their governors were at this conference and just what was going on. Amanda?
Well, OKSAFE started back in late 2006 to stop the Trans-Texas Corridor coming into the state of Oklahoma. Your listeners may remember that. That was the highway that was like no other, that was to be 1,200 feet wide, 10 lanes going both north and south under foreign management. Texas had made a deal that when they created the Trans-Texas Corridor by statute, the citizens and the legislators didn't know what they were creating. It was not a normal highway. It was a toll road under foreign management to be designed, built, and managed by Cintra Concesiones. Well, we joined in with the battle in Oklahoma, Oklahoma being north of Texas and along the I-35 corridor, which is where that Trans-Texas Corridor was to be aligned, and say, well, while Texas is fighting it, Oklahoma needs to do the same thing. So that was our first foray into political activism. 13 people formed OKSAFE, and eventually we were able to stop that with the help of Senator Randy Brogdon and Representative John Wright to recognize the enabling legislation that allowed that to come into our state. Well, that was our first foray into citizen involvement and to begin to understand the role the legislature and the governors play in this global effort that's taking place. It's reorganizing, reinventing the entire structure of our country. That was our first step into it. That's how we found out about NASCO, North America Super Corridor Coalition. And that's how we found out also that some of the dumbest people you'll find collectively are all in the legislatures. And I say that with fondness because when you're outside of it, you think that those people know what they're doing. When you start to engage with them, you realize they're guessing a lot of the time. Some of them do know what's going on, and those generally get elevated to leadership. Others do not know what's going on, and they just think it's a good idea, whatever the idea is.
Well, the other evening at our Ozark Property Rights Congress meeting for the Berry County chapter, we had our state representative, David Sater, come in and speak to us, giving us a recap of the legislative session just passed. And in the question and answer part of it, I asked him, what was his feeling in regards to not only this governor's conference, but also the existence of the presence of these foreign trade zones all around Missouri as well. And was he in favor of that? He's the chairman of the Appropriations Committee. Or would he be able to stand with us in opposing continuation? And he just, it was the deer in the headlights story. He had no clue, or at least he feigned that. I had no clue of what we were talking about. And so I think you're absolutely right. They are some of the least informed people on the planet generally. But that used to be a good excuse, Amanda. But with the advent of the Internet, how can they stand behind ignorance today?
They can't stand behind ignorance, but it's a ruse that's played out over and over again as they act like they don't know. And some do know what's going on. And to get back to how we started, I'm taking a long time to answer your question, but that was our first face-to-face confrontation with the idea that there are no borders, that there's something seriously wrong. There's a disconnect between what the mindset of Oklahomans and probably those in Missouri think is actually happening in our country, and then what the legislators who are making these laws and your governors, their viewpoint, and the chambers of commerce and the authorities, boards, and commissions, and those people that are actually running things, there's a disconnect. So we think in our mind, we citizens think in our mind, it's still the way it was. It is not. And so that was our education. I've since attended several NASCO, North America Super Corridor coalitions. I think in all told, I attended four of those conferences. So that set the tone of, if you want to find out what's going on, you actually have to attend the conferences, take really good notes, and then go back and digest what you just heard. That's where I started to see the people with dual citizenship, the multinational corporations, the chambers of commerce. These types of people typically are pairing up. They hang out together. They share ideas with each other. That's where I learned about the National Governors Associations, the U.S. Council of Mayors, these other organized bodies that exist that are bringing these globalist ideas back into your states, not just through your chambers of commerce, but through your mayors and through your governors. And that's how those ideas get brought back in. Those ideas turn into legislation, and then your state's laws are brought into compliance with what the globalist agenda is. And I say globalist.
Really, uniformitarianism is kind of a harmonization process, but you're absolutely right. And it goes all the way down to even at the level of your county clerks association. And we've talked about all of this in the past. We're going to continue with that discussion right after these words from our sponsors. Please do stay tuned. We'll be right back with Amanda Teagarden.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, with the Oracle Broadcasting Android application, you can take Oracle with you on the go. Download the app at OracleBroadcasting.com.
And so, as we've stated so many times in the past on this broadcast, as globalism makes its transition from global to local, we need to become vocal local at the local level, as opposed to standing outside with the bullhorn trying to shout down the walls of government. You know, we need to come inside, just as Amanda has done, and actually take a seat at the table. You actually have to attend these conferences, folks. But we vote for a governor, we vote for your mayor, you vote for your county commissioners, and so on. But what you don't think, what didn't think perhaps when you voted for them, that you were getting a whole colloquy of similars in each of those votes, because they're all part of these various associations and organizations and part of this pluralistic world that we live in. And when they get together like this, they're dialogued into consensus by some of the best consensus builders and change agents on the planet, people who have gone to college to learn how to be a change agent. They're glad to do it. They're proud to do it. I call them the bronze men, Amanda. They always seem to have a perfect tan, perfect hair, bright white teeth, perfectly dressed, and they know all of the talking points. And so this is the intersection then that OK Safe has made. You've walked into this idea this discovery, this understanding that when we think about what's happening locally, there is not only a statewide agenda, there's also a national agenda, if you will. Then there's a regional agenda, a hemispheric agenda. And finally, we intersect with the internationalist and the global community. And so this is what's happened and how you got into it. Now, before we go back in, I want to just mention again for the audience, there is a, you can go up to, we like to say here, you know, this is a show me showdown, show me your facts, show me your law, and show me your evidence. In the U.S. Code, you can go to Title 19, Chapter 1A, the foreign trade zones. This goes back to 1934, I believe it was. The Foreign Trade Zones Act was passed by the Congress. And ever since then, it's been possible for firms to be able to do a end run around the Constitution, if you will, do an end run around customs and come in and set up business, set up shop here in the country. Now, we could say, well, gosh, what a horrible thing, or great, what a great idea. But we also have the very same thing. I think it's their special enterprise zones in China that are set up where we go in and invest. Just the other day, Amanda, I shared with the audience an article off of Bloomberg in regards to GE. They're sending their medical imaging technology to China, and they're going to be manufacturing, distributing, and expanding that over there. There's your jobs. Jobs are being created in China while we're needing them here. But right back to your discussion, now we've gotten OK Safe on the map a little bit. Everybody knows the website, www.ok-safe.com. So let's go in now and look at this. This is kind of like a conference within a conference, circles within circles, lots of breakout sessions, lots of side meetings, but two hotels involved and two separate kinds of conferences with the same players. Am I right?
You are correct. Now, based on going to the conferences, and it's important to go, and I registered to attend the U.S.-China 2011 Trade, Education, and Culture Conference held at the Little America Hotel in Salt Lake City. And I realized, well, this isn't the governor's meeting. At first, I thought this was the governor's meeting because this one had an agenda, and they were inviting Chinese provincial leaders and governors. Well, that's what the governors were doing. Well, if you go to the National Governors Association meeting, the NGA.org website, their meeting was just a little blurb about it, and it would be at the Grand America Hotel. I looked up the address. They're across the street from each other, and they're actually a chain. They're both they belong to the same corporation. So I thought, this can't be a coincidence. There's two conferences involving Chinese provincial leaders and government governors, officials, and businesses taking place the same days across the street from each other. And lo and behold, it was organized to be two concurrent conferences taking place, the same players for the most part at both conferences. And I was able to attend the conference at the Little America Hotel. But as the Lord was organizing this kind of thing, I arrived really late to check into the hotel. It was like midnight. And they said the hotel was overbooked. Now, this was weird because we had prepaid. And so I was supposed to have a room. They said, we've overbooked you, the hotel, so we're going to have to give you a complimentary upgrade, and you're now across the street at the Grand America Hotel. So
wow.
I got to, for the
thank
same
you.
Room, thank you. So I got to stay in the 5-star hotel in the same hotel as the governors. Now, you would think that would make it easier for me to actually spot the governors. That's not what happened. I went into the lobby of the Grand America Hotel. This is after midnight on Wednesday, now Thursday morning, and I'm checking in, and there are Utah State Highway Patrol officers in the lobby. And they stayed there with Secret Service the entire time the conference was going on. The governors were there. I later found out that the governors were entering and exiting at the back of the hotel rather than at the main entrance on Main Street. Yeah. They were leaving on tour buses, etc. Yeah. But I was able to spot a few of them. I saw Haley Barbour, governor, Mississippi's governor, out on the front, and was able to snap his picture. But you weren't allowed to get into where the conferences meeting rooms were actually taking place. I tried and I did get a couple of pictures across the courtyard where I do have group pictures of the governors at a cocktail. But as far as actually participating, as you've mentioned, the media was blocked. Unless you were the China USA Daily, China Daily USA, which is run by Chinese, and other Chinese media, plus C-SPAN, I believe, was allowed in, and some other select American media. But as you mentioned, a legitimate news organization, which was the New American, was prohibited. They registered to attend. They've often attend other conferences and cover it. They are a legitimate news service, American, but they were prohibited from attending the governor's meeting. So,
well, I think it was probably because of their bias. You know, they don't come there necessarily with open arms. You know, they come there with their own agenda. But I can't think of any news service out there. I go to Bloomberg every morning. I can't think of anybody that doesn't have a bias. You think about, well, objective reporting. Well, yeah, everybody's got the same little grain. Everybody's got the same outline. But then it's the editors and the people that own the news system that bring in the subjective material to go with it. So I think that was really a poor move on their part. And we'll certainly talk about that some more on another broadcast. But, you know, the idea of having these two conferences directly across each other, that's a good idea. You know, it maximizes the presence of the people. They don't have to organize twice. It saves a little bit of money. But as Vicki has shared with us in the past in the workforce development process, it only makes sense if you're going to have on one side, setting up these memorandums of understanding, creating these foreign trade zones or expanding or using them, talking about people bringing businesses and business individuals and people in from China. It only makes sense that we would also have education going there because we're going to need to educate a whole group, a whole generation of young people in order to be able to handle this invasion.
It was more than education, though. So that was what was happening at the Grand America Hotel. I attended the conference. I walked across the street like everybody else and went into the Little America Hotel conference rooms. Everybody was friendly. I will say this. Everybody was friendly. And the opening session was Thursday morning between 9 and 10. And at 10 o'clock, Lou Kramer, who is of the Utah World, the World Trade Center, Utah, I didn't know Utah had a World Trade Center, did, and he opened up the session with saying that this July 14th, 2011 is a day that is an historic event, and it's a day that you will tell your grandchildren, you will be able to say to your children and your grandchildren that you were here when history was made. Now, that's the opening statement, by a man who's the president and CEO of World Trade Center Utah. And he just went on in continuing in glowing terms how Utah has partnered with China in unprecedented levels.
Amazing. Well, we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors, folks. Stay tuned. We'll be back in 3 minutes with Amanda Teagarden. Your calls are welcome.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans. The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And visiting this morning with Amanda Teagarden from OK Safe, we're talking about the National Governors Association Conference with the Chinese delegations. Happened in Utah, folks, Salt Lake City. And as we were going into the last break, we just spoke briefly about some of the generally, I would say, overt propagandists that were inside the meetings, especially from the media. If you look at the China Daily website, and I do from time to time, this is basically the propaganda arm. This is like listening to, you know, Radio Free America or something going out the other way. We've had this going on. I've reported about it. We've talked about it. Ivy Ledbetter Lee and Edward Bernays. You know, this is all school of cover-up. But there was a lot of media present. What they were there setting up was basically, the, as you mentioned, Amanda, this precedent-setting greatest thing. You'll never forget it as long as you live, and I hope it doesn't go down in infamy, but it most likely will. Go ahead.
What they were proposing here, Lou Kramer of the World Trade Center of Utah, then led into the introduction of Governor Gary Herbert, the Republican governor of Utah. And that governor was, again, giving the talking points of the Chamber of Commerce type, talking points about their doubling their exports. Utah was the only state in the union that actually doubled their exports in the last 5 years, and that there's a federal initiative that's challenged all the states, and he's signed this initiative saying that the states are going to double their exports again in the next 5 years. And the idea being proposed or propounded there is that these exports are going to create jobs. He never said where those jobs would be created. It was later when I got home and started looking at the Chamber's goals. They have a policy booklet that was handed out, and I started to look at it. In the last 5 years, Utah's had a dramatic decline in employment. In fact, they had a chart that showed that unemployment dropped precipitously in 2009, and they had something like 50,000 or more unemployed people. That covers that five-year expansion when they doubled their exports. Now, I don't know if there was some other thing that was happening in Utah, but their employment numbers plummeted during that last 5 years while their exports were doubling.
Well,
I'm just throwing that out there.
One of those things, you know, Amanda, that we have to remember, and I've said this as well, I like to report on the jobs reports every morning, but one of these days in America, I'll have the privilege perhaps of being able to come on the air and say that we only had one person sign up for unemployment, initial unemployment. Unfortunately, Amanda, that's going to be the last worker in America. And so that'll be a bad day for all of us. And so we can look at unemployment reports and say, wow, look at this. You know, we've got unemployment is declining in Utah or maybe Missouri. But we have to look at the other side of it. You know, there's always two players to every sign of a transaction. There's buyers and sellers. And so, absolutely, I think unemployment numbers are not necessarily going to be our best indicators. And, of course, you know, the chambers of commerce, they're the boosters, the local boosters. They get it local, and they bring it into the business communities. But go back and continue, please.
All right. They had so he went in, and he's the one that said during his presentation, on behalf of the people of Utah, I beg you for your continued partnership with Utah. Now, in the audience are the Chinese provincial leaders and governors, and Chinese businesses and corporate interests and Chinese university interests.
Let me jump in right there, because this is another important thing that we don't, you know, my audience will sometimes wrinkle their nose when I talk about communism and socialism, because, you know, there's been a lot of education these days. But these are actual members of the Communist Party, and most of these corporations that were represented are, in fact, companies that are run by Communist Chinese, the Communist Chinese Party, CPC, China, Communist
CPC,
Party.
Yeah. CPC.
Is that right?
That is correct. And I will tell you that after Governor Herbert spoke, a gentleman named Ron Hansen, who spoke, and I'm just throwing his name out there because this is a real interesting fellow. He is a Mormon, and you're going to say, oh, it's Salt Lake City, what do you expect? But all these businesses that were dating these Chinese, I'm pretty sure are Mormon-owned. Okay. And this is a Mormon-sponsored event, because the visionary behind this conference at this time in this state was because of Governor Herbert and this man, Ron Hansen, who created this American and Chinese Friendship Promotion Society. American and Chinese Friendship Promotion Society. And when did he create that? In 1981, when he was a young man on his mission trip in China for the LDS, Latter-day Saints, when he served 2 years in Taiwan. He also visited the mainland. And that's where he learned to speak Mandarin Chinese. And he speaks that language as well as we speak English. And he's switched back and forth between the two. And he's a gracious man, but he's up there. But this is a Mormon-run organization. These are Mormon-owned businesses. When I got the business cards, it says headquarters Salt Lake City. And it was literally a dating session. So pairing up university to university, business to business, municipalities to municipalities or state to state. And Utah says they are dedicated to this effort. After Ron Hansen's job as the organizer of this, as the visionary, as he was called, in order for this to cause this to happen in conjunction with the Governors Association took coordination or partnership, and that's evident in what was happening. This is a coordinated partnership between this organization and government at the federal level, because they could coordinate this with the governor's meeting, which is no easy feat to accomplish. He introduced the four Chinese provincial leaders, and as you mentioned, each one of these gentlemen is a member of the CPC, the Communist Party of China. And I'm reading their bios in the beautiful brochure that was handed out. I'm sitting in the audience. I've taken pictures, and I'm recording the meetings as best I can. And I'm looking at their bios, and it all says that they are members of the Communist Party. And one was a member of, this is Zhao Hongzhu, the party secretary of Zhejiang province. And he's has a 40-year career. He was a member, a standing committee member of the 15th and 16th Communist Party of China's Central Commission for Discipline Inspection. Secretary Zhao was previously the director of political department of the General Logistics Department of the PLA. That's the People's Liberation Army. The fourth speaker is the governor of Yunnan Province, Qin Guangrong. And this man, it says, began his political career as a member of the Communist Youth League in Hunan Province in 1979. Governor Qin is a member of the Central Committee of the CPC, has a master's degree in engineering for Zhongyang Industry University, and also studied at the Party School of the Central Committee of the CPC. Each of their bios is something that impressive within the Communist Party of China.
And of course, so, we brought in the, I think it was about 1949, the Council on Foreign Relations and the American State Department basically created what is now Communist China. What, isn't that right? Something like that?
It's because we failed to help Chiang Kai-shek.
Of course.
To fight the communists. So it, in essence, it's Americans, America's fault that the communists were able to infiltrate and establish such a stronghold. They are China. China is communist. They're communist long enough now that they have generations that have grown up under nothing but communists.
And I think it would be a kind of like a disservice or intellectual dishonesty, you know, to think that all of this development that we've seen, you know, making China the favored trading status and all that, it would be kind of disingenuous to think that this is just some kind of a spontaneous, the Chinese are finally starting to feel free and having liberty and the free market working for them, and all these entrepreneurs are just rising up, you know, at Foxconn and all the rest of the companies we've talked about. That's not the case, is it?
The case is that you're not going to change a culture that's 3,000 or 4,000 years old by introducing technology into it. You're going to have an established culture using the technology, and they'll continue on in the way they have. They are unified in their culture. They have a longer culture, and as the president of OKSAFE said, America is just a blip as far as in the long scheme of things.
Absolutely.
Compared to the culture, the established state of China, the way it is, we're nothing. And so they're toying with us. And I was sitting there, Will, in this audience, and all these Utahns are welcoming this involvement and actively pursuing this involvement and have been for years and for decades. And I know that they're Mormons, and I'm thinking, Mormons and communists, Mormons and communists. And it just kept going through my mind. It's like, what is going on? It was strictly business. It was not about sending the gospel message of Jesus Christ at this meeting. This was business, a pragmatic approach to getting business contracts established. Lou Kramer said the most important relationship is the last 3 feet when you're dealing in an international business transaction. It's the last 3 feet where you look each other in the eye, you shake hands, you exchange business cards, and you decide you're going to do business together. That's the purpose of this conference, was to help and facilitate Mormon-owned businesses to develop partnerships with the Chinese. And if you think that's not what happened, the governor was on the front page of China Daily USA signing a memorandum of understanding with the governor of Qinghai Province for trade.
Amazing, amazing. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
And so certainly, you know, the United States, U.S. State Department, Hillary Clinton, of course, she's involved in this as well, opening the doors, sweeping the floors and closing the sales. But there were a lot of, from what I've heard here now, memorandums of understanding, MOUs. This is an idea where you sit down and you write a letter and you agree to do something in the future. These things are out all throughout our system as well, interagency, interoperable, interconnected, and all of that sort of stuff. So, again, folks, if you want to get all of the details on this available at this time, you can jump up to www.ok-safe.com and look at the OK Safe website. You can also look over in Vicki Davis's website, channelingreality.com, and pull all of these threads together. But we've got about 10 minutes more, Amanda, so I'm just going to stand back and let you roll.
All right. If you go to the OK Safe website, which is ok-safe.com, and click on the OK Safe blog and just start reading that blog, you're going to see a list of different postings there, that the video to the National Governors Association meeting is there. Underneath that is the article entitled Imagine the Best Little Whorehouses in Utah. And that's a summary of the conference that we were talking about. I was able to get some pictures. There's a link in there that takes you to a 22-page PDF, if you're so inclined to read it, which contains the transcripts of the opening speeches of this plenary session, the U.S.-China 2011 conference that I attended. It's really important to read what they're actually saying, not what the media press release says.
Exactly.
That's the other advantage to attending the conferences, is that you actually get to see what they're actually saying, because they all prepare press releases, and the media, that unbiased media, just prints those press releases, because that's a lot easier than doing actual research yourself, and they have to put something in the paper. If you continue scrolling down, there's going to be a link to some videos that have been produced by a man named Vince Wade out in California, professional videographer, researcher, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. And it's about the Chinification of the U.S. I would recommend that people look at those videos so you can see what's happening. He has a lot of good information there about business deals that have already been concluded and the danger to your health. Our health in dealing with China. If you continue on, there's another spot in there, a blog post called U.S. China Selling U.S. Out, Selling Us Out. And what I did there was just list what some of the activities are that have taken place in 2011 that show that the U.S. and the the Chinese and corporations are actively pursuing foreign direct investment, and they're, as I said, greasing the wheels for this to happen. The governors are helping it. The universities are helping this happen. The common denominator in all of this is investment. And let me put in a little aside here. We had an opening day at the conference on Thursday. On Friday was an all-day bus ride, an hour and a half to Logan, Utah, where Utah State University, there where all the Chinese, two busloads of Chinese were taken, myself included, to Utah State University to hear former Utah Senator Bob Bennett talk about how important it was for the U.S. and China to work together, because people who are customers with each other don't go to war. That's his justification. But he was talking about the information revolution, which we're living in right now. He went from the agricultural revolution to the industrial revolution, saying right now we're in the information revolution, and that China in the last 50 years has gone through all three at the same time, and that they are critical in this information revolution, the technology revolution, and how important China is, and America can help them with their technology because we have the expertise. Now, you just think about that. And he also went on to say that we used to measure wealth in the ownership of property or the ownership of a factory. Now, wealth is measured in the ownership of information. Now, Vicki has probably talked on your show before about the technology system partnerships that are being developed. It's the only way global governance will work, is if there's a technology system and linking together a system to system in order to give oversight to every activity that's taking place. These universities, the memorandums of understanding and the partnerships that I witnessed taking place were all technology based.
Exactly. And this is why we call it the techno-totalitarian system that it is. And if we can understand, and we've gone through this before, this interlocking relationship, not only between the political parties and academia, but at all levels of business and finance, the captains of finance, the captains of industry, working through these land-grant colleges and the universities, academia, coming together, thinking and sharing and developing information, money that is being, you know, basically taken out of the tax pool, put into the operation of these colleges. There's all of the infrastructure underwrite that's going on there that the Chinese investors are not having to pay for. The same thing is happening on the other side of the puddle in China, where their universities are working on and sharing back and forth on the internet, working on these projects in tandem. And then we, the people of the United States, basically, being some only 300 million, we are not anything other than perhaps not even in a bank anymore for them. We are not the dumping ground for their products, folks. China has the unique advantage of being not only a number one producing country on the planet, but because of their population base, they can then become a number one consuming product. So it's kind of like a snake eating itself, going around and around, or like the Chinese dogs, you know, each have the other by the tail, and around they go. And so you know, the United States and Europe are kind of just like getting sidelined here. Western civilizations are being sidelined as we focus more and more attention on this emerging dragon in the East.
there's a lot going on, and I think that we're actually witnessing government by memorandum. And these memorandums of understanding, and I'm not pretending to be an expert on them, but they are a contract between two entities. And each side agrees to engage in certain activities with the other side. And these memorandums are being signed left and right by the governors, by Secretary of State Clinton, as you mentioned, between governments, between states, between universities. And these are deals. These are contracts.
Absolutely. And but let's just talk about that briefly for the audience. There are certain elements that are necessary. First of all, there has to be an offer. And this is a memorandum, an offer. Then there has to be an acceptance. Then there needs to be consideration within a time frame. And all of those things are present in a memorandum of understanding. So you're right. These are contracts.
They are contracts. And just to show you that this is not just China, when I was looking for one thing on the State Department's website, I found this, and it's a memorandum of understanding that the mayor of San Diego and San Diego Gas and Electric have signed with a Russian country called Belgorod in the Russian Federation for a joint partnership in the development of the smart grid. Now, that's San Diego and Russia for a partnership for the development of the smart grid. Now, that's technology, again, that will monitor your energy usage. Now, you tell me, Will, what San Diego and Belgorod, Russia, have in common?
Interdependence, interoperability, and interconnectivity in the globalist agenda. You know, that's what they have in common.
You know, you've seen that credit card commercial where somebody calls for customer service and they get the man in the little hut, Siberian hut, and his name is, this is Peggy.
Yeah.
Well, that's the same kind of thing because according to this memorandum of understanding, this legal document saying that they're going to help develop call centers and customer service. So you know who you're going to get when you call San Diego Gas and Electric. You're going to get somebody over in Belgorod, Russia.
Well, we have lots of different things that we can look at in this discussion, and in an hour it's difficult to go through all of the parts and pieces. But I'm so glad, first of all, that you went, and I'm glad that you have been able to put it together on the website, folks. It's www.ok-safe.com. You can read all of these reports up there for yourself today. Again, visit Vicki Davis's website, channelingreality.com, for more of the backstory. But what we have basically here is this merger that's going on. These are contracts. Our infrastructure is involved. Exports, from the reading that I did this morning and last evening, we're talking about the export of natural materials, natural mineral products, etc., whether that be your rare earth metals and things like that, and then a reimportation through these foreign trade zones, duty-free, outside of customs, where then they can apply value added to that. And then they can export them back out of the country again, duty free. They can bring people over on these EB-5 visas and set them up. They can set up academies. They can set up cafeterias, dormitories, transportation hubs, etc. In all these foreign trade zones, there's over 200 of them already in this country, and they're looking at adding more. So this is just such a big thing. Amanda, that I'm glad that you're on top of it. Of course, OK Safe folks, they're also involved in precinct-driven political activation. You can find out more about that, kind of a takeoff on it. But great stuff, Amanda. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, and Godspeed.
Well, thank you, Will, for having me on, and you're doing a great service here.
Thank you so much. OK, folks, there she goes, Amanda Teagarden. We'll be back right after the top of the hour break.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, July the 27th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. In the first hour of today's broadcast, we're joined by Amanda Teagarden, okaysafe.com, okaysafe.com, okay-safe.com. We could have gone on for hours, I tell you folks. Amanda has a wealth of information. She was there at the conference, the National Governors Association conference with the Chinese delegations. We could go on for hours and days and just continue to roll out more and more material. But she's got a lot of it documented right there on the website, okaysafe.com website. And you can go up and read these things for yourselves. There's tons of links to follow, some videos to watch as well. So hope you enjoyed that. We learned a little bit about it. Of course, you know, for all of you that have followed the broadcast for any length of time, you know that Vicki Davis and I have been on talking about this issue, and we're going to do even more of that. So your calls are welcome throughout the morning. The rest of the show we'll go into and discuss a little bit more about Henry St. Simon and all of that. But before we do, let's go to the phones and talk this morning with our caller from Texas, Mark. Good morning.
William, well, the latest is we're not going to have inflation because, buddy, they're using antiquated economic theories.
They surely are.
Well, they are. They keep saying, well, you know, the economy has to be really start to grow because we just don't have the money out there locally to. William, we live in globalization nowadays. Well,
Did you by any chance, Mark, go up and look at the Bretton Woods II, the Institute for New Economic Thinking, and look at any of those videos from that presentation, Bretton Woods II? Did you check any of those out?
I sure did. I watched Simon. I believe his name was Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Simon, anyway, he was from MIT, that economics division that they have up there.
Yes.
And he brought it out. He brought out, I mean, verbatim, nothing's changed.
Well, the one thing that is changing, Mark, and I think there is some light in that tunnel. George Soros, you know, I think one of the reasons why he was such a sponsor, you know, I even wrote cash rolled the thing, banked it. But one of the things that they're looking at is that they all are starting to agree now that they're going to have to change their ways and the curriculum because they've gone as far with this insane Keynesian economic system as they possibly can. They're starting to actually not just see, but to actually feel the downside of attempting to spend their way to prosperity.
Well, all the new banking legislation that was passed, it was supposed to curtail some of this, some of these shenanigans, it didn't affect any of the international banksters.
Well, it doesn't, and you know, if you've been following on the Bloomberg articles that we've been trying to share on a regular basis when they come out, you know, the banks are lobbying really strong to get that Dodd-Frank regulations bill curtailed and put back in the background. They know that their time is short at this point. You know, J.P. Morgan is in deep trouble with their short positions on silver. Goldman Sachs or Goldman Sachs is doing masterful work at the level of an Ivy Ledbetter Lee or Edward Bernays. The length of the articles that they've been putting out, they're so concerned that their goodwill, the name of Goldman Sachs, has been so impaired over the last few years that they're in peril. The relationships, unmistakable relationships that they've had, not only with the World Trade Center live burning sacrifice in New York, but also Macondo gently weeps. You know, these are things that are no longer, because of the internet, these are things that are no longer under the bushel basket. They're up on a lampstand and burning brightly right now, and I think it's scaring them S-less.
And don't forget Citi. They're right in there with them too, Citibank.
Oh, yeah.
But the thing about inflation, what's going to cause inflation, William? There is a glut of money. What happens if China wants to buy wheat from America? Do you think that's going to make the price go up? I would say substantially.
Well, right now, some of the things that they're dealing with, and I don't know whether this is intentional or not, you know as well as I do from your studies, that if you want to have rain, you can cause rain, and if you want to have a drought, just cause rain someplace else and take the rain away from the area. We're having problems with wheat, with hay, we're having trouble in our aquifers, etc. So hang on there, I'll bring you back after the break.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we're going to go back to the phones here in a moment. Before we do, I just want to say, you know, folks, remember last year when the stories were broke, we reported them here off the Bloomberg website as regards the wheat situation in Mother Russia. They said then last year that they produce about 17% of the world's market, and they had to cut back on their wheat, selling because of their droughts. And so now we're having the same thing here. And as Mark brought out in the previous segment, you know, we're talking about this idea of this National Governors Association conference held up in Salt Lake City, Utah, and the memorandums of understanding that are being signed between. But Mark, when we talk about buying and selling commodities, you know, of course the CME, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, that's your oldest. You know, if you want to get hog bellies, that's where you go. If you want to buy wheat and corn, that's where you go. But now they have the Hong Kong Mercantile Exchange that's set up as well. They're handling gold and they're handling silver. I'm sure they'll get involved with the agriculture and continue to expand that. The old Anglo-American bastions of power are being set aside, if you will, for this new emergent economy. But we would be mistaken if we didn't realize that the same European, Anglo, and American establishment is now sending, they're just basically, just like they did in Dubai, they're moving their headquarters to China and they're cutting us loose, Mark.
And it makes you wonder just exactly, when the dust finally settles, let's see, the banksters are probably going to get off scot-free because they're the ones that are driving this train.
Yes.
Our representatives are going to get off scot-free. Never mind, they've set this whole situation up for the last 20-plus years.
Yes,
it's taken a long time.
They have responsibility, but they'll never be held accountable.
Never be held accountable. Mm-hmm. Never. Mm-hmm. And then we have the baby boomers all fixing to retire after working all these years. Yes, I did say working all these years.
Yes,
what a fine time to start this. What a fine time.
Well, remember, I don't know whether you're listening yesterday, but as I mentioned, and I have in the past as well, we have the great generation. You know, it's been, we've all heard about it. These are they that were born just during the Depression, went through, let's say, either the tag end of the World War I and in through the Depression, into World War II. And now all of the contracts that were made, income tax, Federal Reserve, Social Security, that's your aged pensions and disabilities and all of that, all of the various contracts that have been made, most of the social programs, all of the alphabet soup of FDR, these people basically, through their compliance and through their consent, brought it all on. Well, all bets are off. Those contracts are now over. Most of them are dying. Thus, the other day we had a centenarian pass away here in Barry County. But the contract that was created with them is over. The contract that was set up for the children, the baby boomers, that was kind of like a carry-on, and it doesn't extend to us. And so we paid into it, we supported it, but that now is being closed. All those doors are being closed. The expansion of union trades, that's all being closed as we move to this idea of population reduction and the rewilding of America.
Well, and they gave us, you know, and these same folks that you just talked about that went through all that, you know, they were given the opportunity, volunteer, just like as you say, to put the money into retirement accounts in the stock market, only in certain areas, though. And I keep hearing through the news media and, you know, through various outlets that, well, they're coming for your retirement plans. They're making it sound like they're going to come and actually make you give it up. No, all they got to do is drop the bottom out of the stock market.
Well, that's
then what's your retirement plan?
That's where it's all
then
invested.
Then what's your retirement plan?
That's exactly right. And that Corporation Nation video lays it out just as clear as a bell.
Yep.
All of the various corporations, you know, the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, the Dow, all of this, you know, these stocks that are out there, this is what your pension manager has invested, and he's using Goldman Sachs as the brokerage house. They've invested in all these things. You can see how loyal they are. You know, that Timberlake deal, as they talk about, you know, was the real SE deal that Bernie Sanders was grilling Blankfein over. But, you know, Fabrice Duré or whatever the guy's name was. But, you're exactly right. All you got to do is dump the stock market, and all those pensions are bye-bye.
It's gone. I still liking it. This was like at the original start of the Tea Party. Some woman had a sign, and it was so apropos. This has been years ago. It said, stop diluting, start prosecuting.
Exactly.
We got plenty of laws, folks. Everything works. let's just get the trial started and be done with this.
Well, that's exactly.
William, thanks for letting me.
That's exactly the right idea, Mark, and this is the step that we have to have. It has to happen, and I believe the only way that it's going to be able to be done is at the local level. You know, now we've got as Amanda reported, we've got the chambers of commerce and all of them. They're in bed with all of this. That means your local businesses are just as deceived. Your universities are all involved with this. That means that your school system, this means that all of the people that you see on a daily basis, as experts say, these people are all under the same delusion. But, you know, this is, I think, the only place that we can really move is we absolutely have got to go to the next step, and we need to begin whether we do it with grand juries or some other method. But we need the legal beagles that we do have out there to continue to do the research. We need to find the chink in the armor, because these people have got to be prosecuted. And once the trials begin, you know, just go back and look at the French Revolution. I mean, they went to the excesses. The blood was running as deep, you know, as a horse's bridle in the streets of Paris. But once the prosecutions begin, the rabbit trail, the rabbit hole is going to start to unwind. This Gordian knot is going to start to unwind. And we're going to find it going all the way down, right into your town councils, right into your municipalities, at every level of our government. It's just completely embedded with this idea. Now, another thing, before you go, Mark, is that let's not forget that China is not right raising this stuff up, or Japan or the others by themselves. Just the other day, you know, GE moving their magnetic imaging, the MRI systems, over to China for construction and scientific development. So our corporations offshored, they're over there now, they've built the banks, they've created the wealth, they're holding control behind the power in holding companies and in closely held corporations, and with the blessings of the Chinese right now are the beneficiaries. This is like coming into westward expansion America, you know, and they've just been building the high-speed rails and so on. It's like just duplicating the history of our last 200 years in China today, and they're moving fast.
Well, you know, you had brought up in previous shows about one way to possibly curtail this at the local level would be to somehow elect your own attorney general at the city level,
well,
your own attorney general.
And just having your local judge be the right kind of a judge to prosecute. But in addition to that, you've got your county commission, all right? When we talk about not buying in, don't allow your county or your city or your state to buy in to these foreign trade zones, for instance. You could just simply say no. And so you've got a coalition of people who are very well informed, on point, have all of the information. They leave their bigotry at home, and they come in and they work with these people to just simply say no. We just say no to foreign trade zones and their expansion in Missouri and in Texas and in Oklahoma and in Idaho. We say no to that. We need to put the fire underneath the state legislatures to let them know that we have a strong enough and a vocal enough opposition that we can actually keep them from being reelected. In other words, they're looking at the emerging groundswell of local activism as the roadblock to their continued success in politics. And I think then we can start bringing it down. Great call, Mark. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, William. Stop the loop. Start prosecute. See you later.
All right, buddy.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And so, as Amanda stated, you know, that she and her organization are actually out there doing things. You know, they got boots on the ground. She's moving and grooving, if you will, and not just standing by on sidelines. If you go down on the OK Safe website on the homepage there and scroll down, you're going to come to a section that says Attention, Support, and Sign Oklahoma Conservative Agenda for 2011. And they have an online petition below that. They have an article here about precinct power. OK, and you all understand this idea that, you know, we begin at the local voting precinct level. And we move it back up through the system. This is, and I shared with you the quote yesterday, right out of Thomas Jefferson, where he says the way to have a safe and a good and safe government is not to trust it all to one, but divide it among the many, distributing to everyone exactly the function he is competent to. Let the national government be entrusted with the defense of the nation and its foreign and federal relations, the state governments with the civil rights, laws, police, and administration of what concerns the states generally, the counties with the local concerns of the counties, and each ward direct the interests within itself. It is by dividing and subdividing these republics from the great national one down through its all of its subordinations until it ends in the administration of every man's farm by himself, by placing under every one what his own eye may superintend, that all will be done for the best. Okay? And so then they have this article here. It says, the precinct, the most powerful office, get involved, elections, and then they have March the 5th of 2011. So when some people have been asleep, okay, I've been trying to tell you that we've got to do this, and now it's already partly behind us in Oklahoma. It may happen soon where you are, but here's the little report. On Saturday, March the 5th of 2011 is the date for the upcoming Republican Party precinct elections, also known as the caucuses. Now, it happens in this established two-party political system on both sides of the aisle, if you will. All right. This is a very important situation. These meetings by state party rules are to take place in the precinct on the date designated by the state Republican Party chairman. And it continues, the precinct, for those who may not know, is the geographical area assigned to vote at a particular voting location. It's a subdivision of a county, town, city, or ward for election purposes. Each precinct is to have a committee made up of citizens elected by other members of that precinct to conduct the administrative affairs of the party to which they belong, Republican or Democrat, makes no difference. The precinct committee is the supreme authority within the political parties. And so we keep our eyes on Washington, because that's where the media wants you to. They keep your eyes on the governors, because that's where the media wants you to. But the very most powerful office is within a few hundred yards of where you are. It is the county committee men and the county committee women that are actually the party members. And we talk about the Communist Party of China. They are actually the Communist Party of America, and they're right where you are. This is the place where we can take action. Take action. Become the county committee man or the county committee woman for your local voting precinct if you can, so that you will be prepared to do business, the kind of business that we need to take care of at these caucuses. Now let's jump up to Missouri and go to Fritz and say good morning, Fritz.
Good morning, Will.
How are things doing?
All right?
You're coming through 100%. How are things going in your area?
Oh, it's hot. It's hot, and I'm picking a lot of cucumbers.
Well, at least you have cucumbers to pick.
Yes. Pretty good. My garden's finally kind of stabilized. This is the third year, and the fruit, you know, looks like fruit. The vegetables look like vegetables, and they're not all deformed. And so that's... Hey, I hope this isn't too off topic here on this watershed cleanup here.
Okay, go ahead. Let's get into that.
Yeah, there's a meeting on next Tuesday, I want to ask you a little advice, but I dug up our change agent's resume on LinkedIn.
Okay.
Mike Allison Drini with URS Corporation.
Okay.
A multi-billion-dollar military industrial complex corporation that's about a mile from my house in St. Louis County that I'd never heard of before. Okay, they don't get any press. They're operating in the shadows.
Yeah, and I shared with you before that I used to work for URS, correct?
Okay, so don't take this personal.
No, that's all right. That was back in the 70s. Yeah, I worked for them in Seattle, URS company at the time. They billed themselves as the world's largest multidisciplinary engineering company.
Yes, and their website will show you all that. Mike Allison Drini's summary: the common thread among all the endeavors described below is my ability to effectively manage problem situations. I am adept at identifying root challenges, articulating potential solution sets, and shepherding.
Absolutely.
Shepherding. I mean, you used that word last week. I didn't call right away, but here it is. He's a shepherd. And he specializes in shepherding, either overtly or discreetly.
Right.
And then he says down below under specialities, the way some people like to pronounce it, facilitation and coordination of multi-agency, multi-jurisdictional regulatory initiatives. Well, I met the chairman of our board last week. He sits on the health department here, and it's the Washington County Health Department, and he's an outsider. He's from St. Louis County, and he was raised in the Catholic Church in Clayton, Missouri. And so I don't think he was elected. I think he was appointed, and I don't know if he's paid by the state or the county. But in any event, I have the opportunity to go to this meeting next week, and I have a list of questions. And the advice I wanted from you was whether I should sit on the questions or whether I should kind of blow my cover before the meeting.
No, I wouldn't blow your cover before the meeting, and especially if you've got a powerful change agent that's going to be there to field the questions. I have a three-ring binder right here off my right hand that's called Step Up to Leadership. And in that binder that was put out by the extension agent, and you see the University of Missouri, Rolla, you could probably find it for yourself. It's called Step Up to Leadership. It includes CDs and everything. But in that, this is a training manual. And so one of the things that a good change agent, a facilitator, has been trained to do is that they listen for people like yourself, let's say, that don't go along, you're not there to go along to get along, and you're not there to, let's say, receive benefits, or, you know, you're not willing to compromise your rights for the benefits. And so they listen for that, and then they will use any of the numerous different attacks, you know, these fallacies that we've heard talked about from the Trivium. The idea of attacking the messenger rather than avoiding the message, those sorts of things. So no, I would suggest that you don't disclose your question list, but realize up front that you're not going to have very many opportunities to voice questions. Now, if they break the room up into groups and everybody's got their flip chart easels and everybody's sitting around the round table, you might be able to advance some of this stuff. The facilitator may or may not write it on the flip chart if you're in a consensus meeting. If they don't write down your comments, take note of that. If they write someone else's comments down but didn't write yours down, then come back and have them write it down, because it's what's written down out of these meetings that will ultimately find their way into the report. And so they can then come back later and they can say, oh, well, we had a meeting on such and such a day, St. Louis County, 221 people were there, and of the attendees, this is what the people wanted, this is what the people said, and then they'll make their report, you know. So you do have to watch that. Now, if it doesn't turn into a consensus meeting, if it's actually under Robert's Rules of Order, or something similar to that, where they have public testimony, they've got a podium set up, and everybody has 3 minutes. One of the techniques that has been useful in the past, you can certainly see it on some of the videos that you might be able to acquire through Ms. Peterson. What's her name?
Rosalind Peterson.
Yeah, Rosalind Peterson. She and others are really good at this. What you want to do is make sure that when you come to the meeting, you've got 4 or 5 people there, and we're right up against a break. Stay right there, Fritz. I'll conclude that thought right after the intermission. Hold on.
Okay, nope. I'll get some popcorn.
There you go.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online. Worldwide. At OracleBroadcasting.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back once again. And folks, your calls are welcome at 866-841-1065. Just kind of continuing our dialogue this morning, talking with Fritz in Missouri. But as we were going into the break, Fritz, I was on a roll there for a moment. And that is that when you go into one of these dialogue to consensus meetings, you're definitely in a consensus meeting. If they break up the group, you've got these tables around. There's a flip chart and there's a moderator at every one of the tables. All right. And this, so you might have to listen to 15 or 20 minutes of an overture, and then you're going to come back out and you're going to break into the groups, and everybody's going to sit around, and you'll discuss the issues among yourselves. If you're doing that, that's a prelude to a report, and this man from URS will be very well adept at that. There's a third, I went through that, and then the second one,
yep,
was if you happen to be like in a meeting where they actually call the meeting to order or something similar, where they just simply say, all right, everybody, let's get started now. It's 7 o'clock, and they never say go order, and there's no necessary chairman in the room. So the speaker, this gentleman, the expert, the change agent, will lead the session. It's kind of like a prayer meeting. All right, he's the pastor for the hour. And so he starts in and he goes into it, and then you have the opportunity to speak. They'll have a podium with a microphone set up, so that's your clue that that's going to happen. Probably there will be a sign-in sheet somewhere if you want to have time to come up and present your issues. Now, this is a place where coming in a group will really benefit you, because if you will take the time to get two or three other people, whether they are shy or bashful or otherwise, it doesn't make any difference, but have them come go with you and have them sign up. Now, when you have the opportunity to go to the podium and begin to speak, you go ahead and speak, and then you'll get to the end of your 3 minutes, and the moderator will say, okay, well, that's the end of your time. And then you just look around, behind you, and ask whether there's anyone that would yield their time to you. All right? And your pal is all
right.
Is ready, and that person raises their hand, and they say that they'll yield their time to you. So now you continue. Now you're going to speak for 6 minutes. And so then the next time you come to the end and they go, well, that's enough. Thank you very much, Fritz. Really good point. So thanks for sharing. And your time is up. And then you just turn back and you look at the audience. Is there anyone that would yield their time to me? And so you go from 3 to 6 to 9 to 12 and as many minutes as you need, depending on how many people you brought with you or you were able to encourage to sign up. And as long as you're on a roll, that's how you can start working in it. Now, one other part here is that use the logic of chess, all right? The Iranians came up with the chess as a game, but use the logic of a chess game, and you want to try and work out a 2 or a 3 move check on the individual that's the leader. Two or three questions, you make your statement, you end it as a question, and then you go into your next one and make a statement and end it as a question, and then the third one is a check question. Now, you have a checkmate question as a follow-up if they are foolish enough to step into the trap. But I've used that successfully, and a good facilitator will recognize that you are building a verbal trap that they're not going to be able to get out of, and they will either just basically do everything they can to wriggle out of your trap, or they may just actually call the meeting to an end at that time. Now, there's a third kind of a meeting that this might be, and I'm just, going off of memory here. There's a third kind of a meeting that this could conceivably be, and this is where you have your show and tell. You might come into a room and they've got all kinds of circles and arrows and maps and great big photographs all hooked on pasteboard and things like that all around. They have lots of little tables with representatives from all of the various multi-jurisdictions there to answer questions, and they have handouts and brochures. They may have a table set up where people who are entering into these memorandums of understanding as regards their property and the watershed will actually be sitting there dialoguing and signing papers in front of everybody so everybody gets a chance to see that there are people who not only are on board, but they're willing to sign documents, and that always creates a little bit of a stir and a buzz. So you might find yourself in a situation like that. In that case, you'll have all of the opportunity to go around to the various tables and ask questions to the various multi-jurisdictional people behind those tables. But it really will be of little effect in that regard. But go ahead.
Okay, not to take the wind out of your sails now. I'm in Washington County. There were 8 people at the last meeting from my county. I read you the article out of the paper a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
The meeting's going to be in the commissioner's office. It's about 15 by 20.
Okay.
Next week. So I don't expect a huge crowd, and I don't expect the stickers and the 8 by 10 glossies with the pictures and arrows on the back. And
How did they label the meeting? Is this a decision meeting? Will there be a decision made at the meeting?
I don't know. I went in to visit the head of the board last week at the health department, and I asked him for information. He said, "Oh, there's a meeting next week." So that's all I got out of him. And he said it was going to be in the commissioner's office. And I said, "Oh, so you're not expecting many people then? Because I know that's a small room."
Right.
And He said, "I read the paper and there were only 8 last time and they were probably all government people." And he said, "Yeah, mostly state and federal."
Right.
So then we just chatted. I got to know, he told me where he grew up and I told him where I grew up and a few things like that.
Well, in a situation like that, Fritz, even 10 people can be make a dramatic showing. If they've got a small room and they're expecting 8 to 10 people in that room, and they have already invited all of the people, they will only anticipate maybe 1 or 2 people from the generally dumb public to arrive. But if you've got 10 people that you can ask, beg, plead, or otherwise give a ride to, that can actually crowd the doorway and stand just outside the door so that the people that are in the meeting have the sense that there's a large presence of the community there. You have a seat at the table. Maybe 1 or 2 other people would have a chair in the room. Everybody else is purposefully crowding the doorway. In other words, they're peering in the door and looking at it, and the faces keep changing. And sees, like, man, there must be 100 people out in the hallway. And so that's another way that you can crowd a committeeman's meeting when they're in a small room and leave them with the impression that the public is very much interested. And in that particular case, if this is the meeting, then what I would recommend would be to have your questions in a bullet point format with the question stated and then answers and web links underneath it. Just keep it as brief as you can so that you can actually pass out to everybody there from all of the various agencies your 8.5 by 11 or 2 pieces of paper, or download a few copies of pieces of legislation that you might have found or research papers that you might have found. There's one thing that they really respect because they've been trained into it is experts say. And so if you can present the information cogently in a bullet point format, and if you can support it with supporting documents stapled right to it, it oftentimes will get more attention than even a verbal presentation.
Righto. Well, that gives me a good blueprint, but the bottom line is I don't have anybody.
Well,
I invited the big Republican guy in town, and he's out of town on a vacation with his family next week. So I don't have, as much as I go around and talk to anybody I meet in public and in my neighborhood, I don't have a network yet.
Well, I understand that. I understand that. I have the same deficiencies here. And in the rural areas, it is so terribly difficult to get people started. But this just points up the importance of getting that precinct group started. Be ready. It's a multi-purpose thing. We're like chameleons. We can respond to any situation, but you do need to have 10 or 20 people that you know that you can just get on the telephone and call up. But good luck on that meeting. Give us a feedback on it. Try whatever you like, and then let us know what worked or didn't work for you so we can add it to our treasure chest of knowledge.
Well, if nothing else, my recording device will work. And my question My questions are very straightforward. What's the official name of the project? Who sits on the board? What's their contact information? Are we following Robert's rules of order? Provide a calendar of the meetings to be held. What's the legal basis of the jurisdiction of the authority that will not be abdicated? I quoted the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
Are they taking minutes? How are they notifying the affected landowners? Will the cleanup change the way landowners are allowed to use their property? And some questions like that that I could hand to the chairman of the board today, but I guess I'll just hold on to them.
Yeah, I would hang on to them and try and use the more powerful phrases like subject matter jurisdiction and use the word impact. What environmental impact? I mean, an environmental impact is a prelude to an environmental impact assessment. It is a CEPA checklist. What are the environmental regulations that, you know, are being implemented here? Level at the state is who is the contact person at the state? You know, try and work some of that in there too, because all of that will make up a really great letter to the editor or article after the fact.
Right. Okay, I got that on my list too. The name of if there are any elected officials involved.
And make sure you get business cards from everybody. And thanks for calling in, Fritz. Good luck with that meeting. That's a good one.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So once again, if you want to find out a little bit more about these precincts and precinct importance, the idea of the precinct activation, you can go up in your own Secretary of State's website, wherever you're located, and look for the link to or the click on tab for your election laws. And once you get into your election laws, you can go down and look at the election laws, and you're going to find that all of this is established. That's why I call it the established two-party political system. It's all established in law. And you can also, whether you're a Republican or Democrat, Libertarian, whatever you are, well, I don't know about the others, the other parties, but it's certainly with the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, you, for your state, you can go find your state in Missouri. It's MOGOP, MOGOP, Missouri GOP for the Republican side. You go up to their website and go in and take a look at their bylaws and their rules, okay? And if you look at the bylaws and their rules, then you'll start to see and start to, perhaps for the first time in your life, to understand just what are these political parties and how do they work. But here off the Oklahoma Safe, that's ok-safe.com webpage, again, back to this discussion that you can find on that front homepage, just scroll down, they say this, from the 2010 GOP rules, all right? They established the rules that every single one, what do these parties do? They serve from state convention, or actually national convention, but in the state it serves from state convention to state convention. The national party serves from national convention to national convention. They have one big party every 2 or 4 years, and it's the state conventions, all right? The presidential preference primary elections, it's all there. But from the 2010 GOP rules, which of course is going to be the, which will be the rules that they're using for the 2012 presidential elections, Rule 5, precinct committees, here's the quote, composition and election. There shall be a precinct committee in each election precinct of the state. You don't know what your precinct is? Get out your voter's registration card, look at your card, and it tells you the name of your precinct. And that precinct has a polling place, which is where you go traditionally to cast your ballot. And then you can go to your local county clerk or your election authority and ask, request for a Xerox copy of a map that shows you the boundaries of your voting precinct. This is your domain. This is your dominion. All right? This is your scope of operations. If you can't do anything here, you can't do anything. All right? You're not going to do it at the state level. You're not going to do it at the county level. And you're not going to do it at the United Nations level either. And this is the place to start. This is the proving ground. It goes back to the very founding of this country. The precinct committee shall consist of a precinct chairman and a precinct vice chairman, not of the same gender. All right? So we call it a precinct committee man and a precinct committee woman until we get into this new dialect, this new speak, where we call it a precinct chairman and a precinct vice chairman. Basically, it's a committee man and a committee woman. All right. A precinct secretary and a precinct treasurer, the four people. Now, there's only going to be two on the ballot. You vote for the precinct chairman and the precinct vice chairman or the committee, county committee man and the county committee woman for each of these two parties. That's going to be on the ballot. That election is only held in your voting precinct, and every voting precinct will have different candidates on the ballot. Sometimes there will be no one there. Sometimes they're empty. Sometimes the county committee will just appoint someone to fill the vacancy. Let's say that somebody is thinking about, you know, no longer being part of the, of being no longer being a county committee man or a county committee woman. And so they'll just declare it in one of their party meetings that they're no longer interested. And they'll just appoint someone to fill their place. So you'll never see it on your ballot unless there's actually an opening. All right. And if there is an opening, you can declare your candidacy and run in that capacity. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You go to the county clerk's office. You say, I'd like to file for election as the county committee man on the GOP ticket for this coming election. And you can have your name on that ballot. And if you go around your neighborhood and talk to people around and drum up some support for it, you might even be elected. Now, what do they do? Authority and duties. The precinct committee is the supreme Republican Party authority of each precinct. Subject to these rules and the direction and control of the official precinct meetings, the precinct committee of each precinct is charged with the duty of promoting the welfare and directing the affairs of the Republican Party in its precinct. Of course, it's always the party, all right? We talked about this idea of the Communist Party of China, the CPC. They do it there, too, all right? As I've said in the past, it's a spirit of division. As if one party was a good thing, and we can see from China it's not. two parties is not any closer to any success. And in, we have the established two-party political system enshrined in law, established in law here in the United States. And in Europe, they have the multi-party system, all right, where it's Yalcom, the big tent theory, all right? But is the more parties better? No, absolutely not. It only means that what is the purpose of a political party? The purpose of a political party is to gain complete control or proximity to the control of the power of government. That's it. That's all it's for. And so a multi-party system just allows that power to pass to a smaller and smaller and smaller minority. That's no way to have representation. All right. Anyway, so let's go on. Being the most powerful committee within the political parties, the precinct is the starting place for the election of party officials, delegates to the party conventions, both county and state, and the committee that will ultimately decide who the delegates are to the national convention, where the participants vote for president, and they also elect those individuals, they appoint or elect those individuals that will serve on electoral college, you see. So it's not all the votes who count, you know. It's not your votes that the polls that are going to determine who the president is. It's the electoral college, all right? And this is done by the parties. It also starts by being involved in your local precinct election meeting on March the 5th, 2011 in Oklahoma. I have to find out when it is with where you are. But don't lose heart. There's still an opportunity to become the county committee man or the county committee woman for your voting precinct in the next election when it comes up again. The most powerful office in the world is not the President of the United States at all. And there's been lots of people, including myself, that have been talking about it for years. And then it continues. Now, back to our discussion about the foreign trade zones. I'm going to share with you again, right out of Gloss Baker's, this introduction to business. I've shared this with you before when we had Vicki Davis on with us. But in the foreign trade zones in 1934, this is not new. In 1934, the Foreign Trade Zones Act was passed by the Congress, under which it has been possible for firms in the United States to bring in foreign materials to foreign trade zones where they could be processed for re-export or sale in this country. So it's kind of like a revolving door. And you can bring in whatever it is that you want to do. And like I've said in the past, you could bring in products, you know, from China, and then we can assemble them in a foreign trade zone area. If you wanted to just talk about office furniture, then you can go to the prison industries, and you can have them print up the boxes, the cartons, make the styrofoam liners, and so on and so forth. You can box all of this stuff up for distribution, then it can be exported inside the country. It'll have a label on the outside of the box, assembled in the United States of America. You think you're buying an American product? You're not. You're buying Chinese-made office supplies assembled in the U.S. of A. There's another thing that's going on here as well, again, is that these foreign trade zones need not necessarily be, manufacturing centers. No, not at all. These can also be banking centers. These can be finance centers. These can be liaison groups. These can be working groups, all right? Where do you go in the state of Idaho to meet with a Chinese delegation on setting up a new business in China? Well, you go to the foreign trade zone, and you go to their building, and they're sitting in there. They're all holding visas, or they're in some special determination. You can find out more about that, again, by going to this title, U.S. Code, Title 19, Chapter 1A, again, United States Code, Title 19, Chapter 1A, the Foreign Trade Zones Act, and read about it on all the details. It's not a very long read. But anyway, where they can be processed for re-export or for sale in this country. So just because the stuff's going on, let's say you have a mining group, and they're out there and they're mining up the rare earths, or they're mining up silver, and they bring it to the foreign trade zone. They come in and they do some reprocessing and processing, and then they can be exporting it from there. In addition to having buildings and lands, then there's also the infrastructure. And your tax dollars are going to help to support that infrastructure. If you have to run a water line, a sewer line, build a water storage tank or things like that, it'll very likely be done with your tax dollars, and you're underwriting the destruction of the country. But what's sauce for the goose is often sauce for the gander. And remember that, you know, as the other day, Jeffrey Immelt, you know, he's right there in the shadow of the usurper, and he's the head shed of GE. and they just set up a deal where they're going to export these MRI machines to China and continue the development and construction of them there. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Hope you've enjoyed the broadcast. I'll be back tomorrow. Hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Ener food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the meadows of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.